Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, as the case may be. You have landed in the Lobster Pot podcast. Thank you for coming by. The water is always just right here. And we think about old-time religion, which is the religion of the apostles, the martyrs, the confessors, and the saints down through the ages who have found favor with God. I want to think with you just for a few minutes about the solemnity which is coming our way tomorrow, Sunday, the Feast of Christ the King, the last Sunday of the church year, after which we begin a new year with Advent 1. This feast was inaugurated by one of the braver men in history, in my view, in 1925, Pope Pius XI. And he instituted the solemnity in his encyclical called Quas Primus. And he proposed this encyclical and this concept of Christ the King because he saw in 1925 the rise of secularism and oppressive government. And he saw dictators arising in Europe to which Christian people even were giving their allegiance. And so Christ the King was promoted by the Pope in opposition to oppressive rulers who were forcing citizens to do and to be and to buy into things that they should not have been. Well, nothing has changed. The same thing is true today, and the warnings and the message of Pius XI and indeed Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is just as in season. In our day, we have even more individualism than was evidenced in the time of Pius XI, and it is embraced in such an extreme way today that for many, the only authority is their own mind, their own reason. And I dealt with that in a previous podcast, or perhaps it's a later podcast, I'm not sure. Anyway, the idea of Christ as ruler is rejected by many who use their individualistic thinking, because to acknowledge Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is to say that there is an overarching authority over rulers, presidents, senates, House of Representatives, Supreme Courts, and the like. Well, that's very true. Well, in the 21st century where we presently are lodged, we have even another problem that the persons in 1925 didn't have. And that is that the word king is a masculine word, and many of the denominations and clergy of denominations that call themselves and prefer to be called progressive feel like masculine words are oppressive words. And so the concept of Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords sounds to some, unfortunately and sadly, in the mainline Protestant churches and some in the Roman Catholic Church as well, to be truthful, that king language is not popular. It's played down. But let me just say this in closing. However chaotic and unjust the world seems, and however much it scorns all kinds of authority, from elementary school teachers right on up to the President of the United States, many Christians are going to proudly gather around the altar of the Lord, and they're going to celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, where His love and His mercy and His justice are proclaimed. Well, I hope you're a part of that, and if you're in the area of Vero Beach, come by Trinity Parish at 10 o'clock. We will be doing just as I said. And thanks for coming into the Lobster Pot podcast today. See you soon.